North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on first responders. With my background being a first responder, I do like to use my show to help other first responders. And as most of you know, there has been a catastrophic event when it came to the storms that happened over the weekend, affected a lot of people. And right now, there are first responders. There are those out there working very hard to help those who are in need. One of the things that we need to consider is the toll that it takes on our first responders when they're out there working like that. And before the storm actually hit, I had been in touch with Caroline Godden to talk about first responders and what they go through in their work to try to help to get first responders thinking about how they can help themselves. Because as first responders, they're thinking about what they can do for others and a lot of times not thinking about their own well-being. And so Caroline's on the line with me right now.
Sure.
Welcome to the Mark White Show, Caroline Godden.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. What is your connection to the first responder community, just to get that out of the way at the start?
My husband used to be a firefighter and then an EMT and then an EMD, a dispatcher, for those who don't know. And so we were in the first responder world. I was in the first responder world as his significant other and then his wife. And so I have a lot of our connections with friends have either been EMS in some manner, like paramedics or EMT basics or any of those things, firefighters, some police officers and such. So I've had kind of that world around me socially for a long time.
And I found you through the first responder coaching group, and that's first as in the number one ST, first responder coaching group, where you are sharing messages to try to encourage those in the first responder community. What is it that made you want to be a part of this effort and sharing these blogs, these posts, these messages with the first responder community?
Well, it was actually, I'm going to call it God's timing, because we had some changes happening in our family with regards to jobs and things. And a good friend of mine, Jen Anderson, started a group called Blue Line Coaching. And that was basically life coaching specifically for law enforcement families. And she recognized the need from her own personal experiences that there are life coaches out there and they're wonderful to have, but to have someone that understands the first responder world, you have to have been in it or part of it in some way to really truly understand it. So she started Blue Line Coaching, which was focused on law enforcement. And as that kind of exploded on her, she realized, wow, there's such a need. And it's not just for Blue Line. It's not just for the law enforcement world. So she expanded it into first responder coaching to kind of hit all the areas of our public servants, not just police officers, but also fire, EMS, those in correctional institutions, military. There's so much need out there for a life coach, someone to kind of be there and support for those who are out there supporting us. And there's just so many branches. So she'd been expanding that. I had a job loss, and I said, hey, you know, what's going on with this? Can I help you build this? Like, this looks really interesting. I think this is a great movement to do. And as a freelance writer, she said, I would love to have someone write blogs and articles for me. So that's what I'm doing currently for her as a virtual assistant. I write an article, which is a little bit longer than the blog, basically. So I write for her twice a week. And then I'm also taking coaching classes to be a first responder coach, which I'm really excited about.
Sometimes, Caroline, we just don't know where things will lead us. And in your situation, you had to make some decisions and some choices. And it sounds to me like you're on the right path. And obviously, me seeing your article on recognizing the need for help in first responders, that touched me in a way that I felt like here on the Mark White Show, we need to be able to share about this today. And I wanted to be able to have a conversation and put this into words, how to help the first responder community, as I mentioned at the onset, with the tornadoes, with the storms that have affected so many. There are a lot of first responders out there doing their work, and that includes dispatchers. We never want to leave them out because they're the ones having to answer that call, and it can be traumatic for them as well. And make sure that we're doing what we can through the Mark White Show, because they are my brothers and sisters, and I still consider them as such. Even though I'm no longer a police officer, I feel like this is a vehicle to be able to help them.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. My husband was a dispatcher for years, and he was a dispatcher out of Boston for years. And he had some rough episodes back in those times. He's currently an ER nurse. So he had some, he went through some job career changes as well. That was another journey. When he was a dispatcher, there were definitely some times that he didn't talk about work. I'd say, how was your night? You know, because he always worked overnight, and he still does. And he'd be like, it's fine. And that was the answer of, it wasn't fine, and I don't want to talk about it. So we left it alone until he was ready. But you got to keep dispatchers in mind as well.
Oh, I absolutely get it, because I didn't want to talk about my job. I didn't want to talk about my shift. I kept a lot of that in. And when you think about prolonged depression, greater isolation, a couple of the things that you talk about, suicidal ideation, the first responder can experience burnout through their job and may not even realize it. They may not have a self-awareness of what they're actually experiencing.
It's vitally important that we are self-aware, and it's not just a fancy new age saying. It's really important that we're aware of our own self and what we're going through, because if something's happening gradually, it's really hard to notice. But if you say, this last couple of weeks, I haven't been doing XYZ recently, and then you kind of dive into it a little bit and be like, yeah, I guess that thing that happened really is bothering me a lot. Of course, most people aren't going to, self-analyze quite like that, which is why it's important to have a support group. And, you've got your close friends and family and your coworkers that should also be looking for these kind of signs, especially if you're a coworker of someone that has gone through a traumatic call of some sort. You kind of keep an eye on that person just to see if there's any changes in them, because you never know when something might manifest. And even if it's subtle, you address it when it's subtle. It's an easier thing to manage than when it gets big.
It's that way with a lot of things, isn't it, Caroline, that if we can go ahead and handle it up front in smaller increments, then it doesn't pile on and it becomes this major mountain that we cannot control, and there's no way, seems like, to be able to get that back down to at least a hill.
Yeah. I feel like just in general, the world has been, at least in our society, has been a little bit more aware of emotional growth and emotional needs and things like that. Even my kids have a class that they did in middle school called SEL, Social Emotional Learning. Now, I went to school in the 80s and 90s. We certainly didn't learn anything like that. It was, you know, don't bully and don't hurt people's feelings. You know, that's always, that was it. That was the end of that lesson. But now kids are starting to learn in school a little bit more about sensitivity, you know, paying attention to each other. And especially with the suicide rate, they're starting to look for those red flags a little bit more. So I think overall awareness in our society has gotten better. It makes you wonder how much different it could be if we were aware earlier.
Right now we're talking to Caroline Godden with First Responder Coaching Group. We're talking about help for first responders. And as I mentioned at the onset, we have, of course, the tragedy across four states with tornadoes, with storms, and there are a lot of first responders out there working very hard to help others, complete strangers, people they've never met before. They're putting their life on the line for them. They're putting their time and energy into helping to help those folks build their life back up. And I have Caroline on the show to help first responders today. And I want you to stick with us as we take a quick break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to share maybe some steps for those first responders. This is their show today. And I want you to think about, if you're not a first responder, how can you help a first responder? If you're going through some challenges yourself, because it's not limited to first responders, I want you to listen to the conversation, and maybe there are some things that you can apply to your own life to help make your life a little better. There is that dump, and I know that's going to happen with a lot of the first responders who are working right now. Caroline, will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Caroline Godden with First Responder Coaching Group. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. There's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I have Caroline Godin on the line with us right now as we're talking about the need for help in the first responder community. Caroline is helping first responder coaching group. She talked about the fact that she's going through some training right now to be a coach to help first responders. She talked about her background with her husband working in the first responder community. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Caroline.
Hi.
Glad to have you. And it's so important that we bring some normalcy, I believe, to the fact that we have human beings who are taking on such a big role that they will have struggles because of the type of work it is, and make that something that is not taboo. It's not a subject that we aren't willing to talk about, whether it's PTSD, depression, or the other struggles that a first responder can go through.
It's one of those things that a lot of times people want to say, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. But it's also one of the biggest lies. I mean, it's okay to say to someone that you're not fine, but you're working on it. You know, it's okay to say, well, I'm going through some tough times, but, you know, I don't want to talk about it, but thank you for asking how I'm doing. You know, it's okay to answer like that. And then it helps you admit to yourself that, like, no, I'm not fine, and it's okay that I'm not fine. I'm going to find a way to get fine. We don't like to admit when we're not okay. We don't like to admit, I don't know if it's because we don't want to say we're weak or something like that, but I think pointing out to yourself is the most important thing, to say, like, you know what, that, you know, that event that happened or something's really bothering me, I'm not okay right now. What can I do about that? What do I need? Because I'm not okay leads to what do I need to be okay. And if you don't take that first step, you're going to be stuck in that lie of, oh, I'm fine, but really I'm not. And you don't want to be stuck there.
And from the post that was specifically seen by me through the first responder coaching group, trauma stems from a variety of experiences. You shared that. And so recognizing the trauma, how can one who is a first responder recognize trauma? How can they recognize a traumatic experience that they've been through?
Well, one thing that I would feel is the most obvious is if you can't get it out of your head, you're constantly thinking about that call you took with, you know, what the situation was on the other line or what you were hearing on the other line. You just can't get that out of your head. If you're stuck with something like that, and my husband has dealt with that before, you need to acknowledge, first of all, acknowledge that that's an issue that you need to bring attention to and address somehow. If you're constantly thinking about a scene that you showed up at, or a moment that you had to make a split second decision, or, you know, you had to run into a burning building, whatever your item was that, you know, triggered this event, if you're thinking about it too much or it's interrupting your daily lives, that's really a good first step to notice, like, I can't get this out of my head. If you notice that you're sleeping more, you don't want to get out of bed, or you're reacting differently to people, maybe you're snapping, you're getting angry or irritable, those little things, you know, you can't just, as a first responder, it's so easy to say, like, I just didn't get enough sleep, because first responders have bizarre, crazy hours. It is not a regular circadian lifestyle. You might be working a 24-hour shift, you know, you might be doing a 16 and then sleep for a few hours and then you got to go back or whatever it might be. So can't just say, oh, I'm just tired. You have to notice those things and say, all right, I did snap, you know, or listen to other people when they say, boy, you're really crabby today. You know, be like, all right, why am I crabby? What's going on? So you really have to listen to your friends and family and coworkers as well. That would, I think, be the first step to noticing those things.
And how about, Caroline, secondary traumatic stress? That's another thing that you mentioned. What is that?
Secondary traumatic stress can be, it's just kind of like a deeper version. Maybe something wasn't just a bad call, but something that really affected you more, and it's really taking over your life. You can have excessive worry or fear, I mentioned. You start to have panic attacks. It starts to affect you physically. If it starts to kind of take over every moment of your life, that's when it's gotten so bad that you might need to seek counseling, some therapy to work that out. And you might need to take some time off as well, just to kind of deal with that, because it's not something that you can give your work as a first responder your full attention, which you need to if you're going in on a job or a call. You need to give that your full attention for your safety and the safety of your coworkers and those that you're helping. So you might need to take some time away from work in order to deal with that if it's getting too much.
And I'll say this, Caroline, when it comes to confiding in people, in law enforcement, first responder, there can be trust issues. And so to find people that you trust and can confide in can be difficult. But what's the importance of confiding in someone you can trust?
Well, if you have someone that you can trust to say, you know, I'm having a hard time with this thing, you know, they're not going to like talk to somebody else about, oh yeah, you know, Caroline just talked to me about this. She apparently can't handle whatever, you know, you have to know that you can talk to somebody. And when you can talk to that person, maybe it's mutual. Maybe you tell them your issues, they tell you your issues, and you have that bond. But it's important to be able to find someone that you can confide in and you can trust them, because holding it all in is not good.
So if we put it into real-time perspective of what first responders are doing right now to help people across the states affected by this past weekend storm, what is it that they need to do to make sure that they stay charged, that they stay their best selves during this time? Because they're going to be going out there and working odd hours, odd days. They're going to be on call, on demand, whenever they're needed. And so there's not really going to be what seems like a break time. I've done this before, and I've worked these disaster areas, and I know that you're going to push yourself as far as you can. You're going to work as many hours as you can, and you're going to be there and not really thinking about your own self. You're thinking about, what can I do next to help in this disaster?
As someone who has never actually been to a disaster site, I can't, so I'm going to speak from that perspective. So just, but I will say that one thing that we say in our coaching group is that you can't pour from an empty cup. And I think if anyone is going down to those states to be part of the response team, God bless you, first of all. That is fantastic. And also God bless you, because that is hard. I can't even imagine what it would be like to walk among that devastation myself. However, I would say that as you're going down there, you have to talk to those you're going down there with and say, okay, you know, and I don't know if you're going to go down there with a group of people and work with that group of people, but you need to talk amongst each other and say, we are going to see some rough stuff. You know, let's make sure that we check on each other and make sure that we're okay. At the end of one particular shift, you might say to yourself, like, all right, am I okay from that? Was that too much for me? maybe, you know, do I need to take a moment to rest? Because it is, I can't imagine what they might see, what they might find. It's got to be devastating.
Because I want this to be a resource for first responders who are listening right now and think, okay, Mark has shared with me about the first responder coaching group. What can I do to help myself? And I want them to be able to do that privately if they want to. I want them to be able to share that with other first responders if they want to do that. And I know with you and Jennifer, you're working together to do this. And I do want to make sure that the tools are available for first responders who might be listening right now, wherever they are.
Absolutely. So we have our Facebook group, First Responder Coaching Group is the name of it. First spelled number one, S-T. So First Responder Coaching Group. It is a group that any first responder can join. There's just a couple questions just to see how you're involved in the first responder world. It's also available for spouses, such as myself. So it's because coaching really doesn't just go to the first responder. The spouse, the other family members might need a little support as well, because, you know, you're part of that household and it affects everybody in the house. So you can join our Facebook group. We post resources. We post lots of different blogs, articles, articles from other places we share, just that would be supportive in, you know, different areas. I know that within the last week, Jen posted one about correctional officers and some of the things that they experience. And even if you're just reading about it and you're like, oh yeah, they experienced that too, it's kind of a nice little self boost to be like, okay, yeah, they're talking about it. That's nice. I feel a little included there, a little supported that there's, you know, people talking about this. So I think just being part of a group is help right there. And then we also, of course, have our coaching sessions that you can sign up for. And I know that she is running a special in December for coaching sessions, 3 coaching sessions at a discount. I forget exactly what it is, but it's all there on our Facebook page.
And people can also, outside of the first responder community, go to First Responder Coaching page. And then if you are a first responder, answer those couple of questions and join the First Responder Coaching group. And Caroline, I appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me here on the Mark White Show today to share some of your experiences and to be able to share about the First Responder Coaching Group, what you all are doing to try to help the first responder community. And before we close out, you can basically just lay out what the hopes are for the First Responder Coaching Group and what you all hope to achieve.
Absolutely. We just really want to be supportive of all of our first responders that put themselves out there in the open for in public service, from police officers to correctional officers to firefighters, all the EMS community, dispatchers, everyone. I know military as well. I want people to know that we want to support them, that they don't have to just go out there and self-sacrifice, that we're there to serve them. And to their families as well, because like I said before, it's not just the first responder, it affects the whole household. So we want to support everyone that's involved in that. And I just think it's so important to really be there for those who are always there when there's a call, who are always there. When we have an emergency, they come out. Well, we need to be there supporting them as well. That's what we're there for.
Absolutely. Caroline Godin, we appreciate the work that you and Jennifer Anderson are doing through the First Responder Coaching Group. And I hope that first responders who are listening right now will join the First Responder Coaching Group, get the resources and tools that can help them to be their very best. So thank you again, Caroline, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you're encouraged by this show today. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, especially those who are in the first responder community. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. these are my kind of people.
Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. I just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An ultimate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.